Hello, everyone, and welcome into Ask the Doctor. I am your host, Will Cooper, and I'm joined alongside Daniel McMahon. He is a primary care physician at Town Lake Primary Care in Woodstock. You know, a lot of times I wonder, why do people get into being a doctor, and more specifically, how they choose what they want to specialize in? And what was that journey like for you, and what made you decide to be a hypertension specialist?
I fall into that category of hereditary hypertension. So my family, it runs all through my family as well. Both my parents, my grandparents, and likely eventually me will fall into that category too. Blood pressure always interests me, especially high blood pressure, because of the damage it can do over time. And we found out, you know, through my med school career, residency and everything, learning about how treating it early can save people a lot of hassle down the road. We can make it to where those heart attacks and strokes that were gonna happen never happen. And so that was something that really resonated with me and made me want to pursue and focus on treating high blood pressure, and it has become a focal point here with me and my practice.
Your practice is here in Cherokee County. What made you decide to be a part of this practice? Are you from here originally? And where did you go to college and high school?
I went to Kennesaw Mountain. So I grew up in Kennesaw, just a little ways away from here, and went to college at UGA. Go Dawgs.
So everybody's very familiar with blood pressure readings. We all have to get them when we go to the doctor. But, you know, one of the big questions is, what does that top and bottom number actually represent in a blood pressure reading?
So we're looking at the amount of force that is exerted on our arterial walls from the blood that's inside our body, and then from the blood that is pumped from our heart. So we're looking at the actual measurement of force on these blood vessels. We talk about those typical numbers, the top number and the bottom number. We always get two numbers when we check blood pressure. The top number is referring to our systolic blood pressure. This is the pressure that is found in the arterial walls when our heart is actually pumping. And then we get the bottom number, which is the diastolic blood pressure. This is the pressure inside our arteries when the heart is relaxed in between beats. So when we're actually talking about the specific measurements, those are what the numbers mean.
One thing that a lot of people are aware of is that the country's gotten significantly less healthy as time's gone along. And one of those statistics the CDC put out actually was that between 32 and 38% of Georgia adults have hypertension. Do you believe that statistic? And if so, can you go into a little bit about what that means for us?
That is definitely true. Hypertension it has a nickname of the silent killer because it is exactly that. A lot of us have it and don't know that we have it because there are not, most of the time, there are not any symptoms that are attached to it. Somebody who has very high blood pressure for an extended period of time may have some symptoms like headache, some vision changes, but most of the time there are no symptoms. So that high blood pressure and that damage that is being done internally, we just don't know about it. So it is very important to come in for those yearly checkups and things like that, where the doctor can actually pick up on this stuff and we can treat it before it gets out of control.
In the last question, we specifically mentioned adults, but also for young kids and even some young adults, do they need to worry about their level of blood pressure?
So that wasn't always a big concern, but it has become a bigger concern where we have seen children and younger adults with high blood pressure. And a lot of this is contributed to lifestyle factors, dietary factors, obesity. Childhood obesity is a much bigger thing these days, unfortunately. And that is something that greatly increases the risk of high blood pressure in children. So it's way more common now than it used to be, but it's definitely a factor and something that needs to be watched out for.
With your experience and in your profession, what would you guys consider to be the top level of healthy blood pressure, and where does it get dangerously high?
Under normal circumstances, 120 over 80 is that gold standard. What we shoot for most of the time is the top number to be under 140, bottom number to be under 90. Now, when does it become dangerous? We have a term called a hypertensive crisis. This is when the blood pressure shoots up quickly and rapidly to a number of 180 over 120 or higher. This is dangerous, and this puts you at high risk for an acute stroke or a heart attack. that is something that is considered a medical emergency and needs to be taken care of immediately. High blood pressure over time is what the problem is. It causes persistent and continuous damage to the inside of the arteries. High blood pressure for decades at a time will cause the arteries to become stiff, harden, and narrow. So not as much blood can actually get through. This becomes a concern when we are not able to get an adequate amount of blood flow to essential organs like our kidneys, our liver, our brain. Our eyes are another big one that suffer when there's persistent high blood pressure. I use an analogy frequently of a car engine. You can't keep your foot stamped on the gas 365 days a year, 7 days a week. Something's going to pop eventually. And the same goes for your blood pressure. The arteries just can't take the pressure for that amount of time. And that's where we lead to a higher risk of strokes and heart attacks when that goes untreated.
Here's a fancy word for you that most of us don't know, but what is metabolic syndrome?
Metabolic syndrome is, unfortunately, much more common these days as well. It's a combination of several factors or several conditions. So when we're talking about metabolic syndrome, we're looking at higher than normal blood pressure, higher than normal blood sugar levels, excess adipose tissue or fat around the waist or the midsection, and then last but not least, higher than normal cholesterol levels or triglyceride levels. The combination of all these things are what make up metabolic syndrome. Having just one of them doesn't mean you have metabolic syndrome, but it does put you at increased risk of eventually developing these other potential conditions. Metabolic syndrome as a whole, with all these conditions mixed together, definitely puts you at higher risk of eventually converting into full diabetes or increasing that risk of heart attack, stroke, and kidney damage as well. So metabolic syndrome as a whole has become much more common, and we have tried to be more preventative and more aggressive at treating these conditions in their early stages so they don't advance into the more concerning stages.
Before we got on camera, you were talking a little bit about how some people that visit you have some issues with their hypertension medication and treatment. Tell us a little bit about why you think people are resistant to treatment.
That's a good question too, because there's multiple factors that can go into that. Resistance to high blood pressure. So when we have someone who comes in and we get them started on a blood pressure medicine, the hope is that they'll respond well and that'll be the end of it. When we see that a patient is not responding, we start looking at what could be the cause. So you look at, first off, lifestyle type things. Is the person obese? Is the person taking in a lot of salt, a high salt diet, not getting a lot of exercise? These things can counteract the blood pressure medicine that we're using and make it not quite as effective. Medications such as NSAIDs, ibuprofen, naproxen, supplements too, like ginseng. That's one that can push up the blood pressure. That's just an herbal supplement too. So we all think that that's safe, that's not gonna affect us in any negative way. But that's why all those supplements say on the back of the bottle, consult your doctor before taking it, because none of those are regulated by the FDA or anything like that. So those are just over-the-counter meds that can sometimes mess with the blood pressure medications or make them less effective for an individual. And then we have prescription-grade medicines that can sometimes do that too. Birth control pills are something that can raise up the blood pressure as well too. So that's something else we have to look at.
So let's say someone comes into your practice and they have high blood pressure and you put them on a medication. What's the first thing you're going to tell them?
The most important thing is when you are started on a blood pressure medication, you have to take it every day. You have to take it every day. You have to take it consistently, because it only works if it is taken on an everyday basis. You've got to think of it almost like a 24-hour clock. When you take your dose, it works for 24 hours. You have to be ready to take that next dose the next day, or else it's just not going to work properly. The medication will not be able to reach a steady state in the system, and odds are your blood pressure will jump up again. So that's the most important thing. When we get a medication on board, we will be able to get it to work. We will find the dosage and the combination that gets the blood pressure to goal. But the patient has to make sure that they are taking it as prescribed and taking it every day. And that's how, together, we can get the best result.
I think a lot of people will look at their parents and their grandparents for a lot of health concerns, and including that is high blood pressure. Is high blood pressure considered hereditary, and should we look at our parents and grandparents to see if we need to keep an eye on it?
So it definitely is. There are two different, I would say, two different groups of high blood pressure patients. There's the group that where it is genetic, and there is a hereditary component to it. Those patients, it's bad luck, essentially. They can do everything right, lifestyle-wise, exercise, eat healthy, low-salt diet, and their blood pressure is still going to stay elevated through no fault of their own. So it definitely can be hereditary. And then we have the we have the other side of the coin there, where there's a lot of people that will have high blood pressure specifically because of lifestyle choices and high-salt diets, low exercise, things like that. But the hereditary component definitely is there.
Well, Dr. McMahon, thank you for taking the time to be with us today. Of course, if you do want to schedule a visit with Dr. McMahon, you can visit him here at Town Lake Primary Care or give them a call at 678-445-0819, or you can visit them online at townlakepc.com to schedule a visit. Once again, Doctor, thank you for being with us, and we look forward to seeing you in the future.